Hey, Mountain Church Life Groupers, I'm so glad that you guys are gathering around the valley this week to remember the work of our Savior Jesus Christ. And you do that through communion, and you do it with prayer, and you focus on God and the scriptures, and you talk about the gospel, you share a meal together. I'm so glad that you guys are doing that, because the Sunday mornings are great, and we come together and we go through the word verse by verse, and we learn and we grow as a big family. But those smaller settings are so important for us to gather throughout the week and to encourage each other and love on each other and do that in this small community and family that you have. So I'm so glad you're doing that. I know that you'll be spending some time talking through the scriptures as well. So I want to share with you one of the most impacting truths that you and I will ever encounter from the scriptures. It's in John chapter 1, the Gospel of John, beginning in verse 14. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me ranks before me, because he was before me.' And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, the only God, who is at the Father's side. He has made him known." This is the incarnation of Jesus Christ. It's God in the flesh. John says that it is the fullness of God. He became flesh, the Word becoming flesh. And it's in that fullness that we get grace upon grace. This is an astounding thing, that God would send his Son to this earth, that he would wrap him, clothe him in the humility of humanity, that Jesus, the Son of God, was born as a baby like you and I, that was dependent upon his mother and father. It's amazing that God's Son was born and that Mary and Joseph had the responsibility of caring for him, providing for him, protecting him, making sure that he was safe and slept well and cared for. This is amazing that God would send his Son to us in this manner. We need to understand that God is not just a better version of us. Jesus is not just a better version of us as humans. No, he is God. He is creator. He is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. He is fully God and fully man. And we are the creation, not the creator. But Jesus willingly came and put himself in our place, taking on this form of a human. It's incredible. The humility of his birth sets the tone for how things will end on the earth for him. The humility of his death, that he would give up his life for us. But I want to notice that he says a couple of things here. First, in verse 14, he says that we have seen the glory of the Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. And then a little bit later, he says, and from this fullness, the fullness of God, we have received grace upon grace. Now, why didn't John say we have received truth upon truth? Because his first statement was that Jesus came to give us grace and truth, that he was full of grace and truth. So why not truth upon truth? Why grace upon grace? Well, it's not that truth isn't important. In fact, in the Gospel of John, there are 50 more times, over 50 times, that the word truth that is used in this passage will come up again through the teachings of Jesus and through John's descriptions of Jesus and how he interacted with people. Truth is an important factor in the life of Christ and in the life of his believers. But I think that there's a reason that there is an emphasis on grace in this passage. Grace upon grace. And it's because we see God, we meet God, we come to God only through grace. It's only by his grace that we can know God, that we see him, and that we learn of him. And yes, we grow in truth, but we don't learn the truth before we receive grace. So the grace comes first. And then don't be mistaken. Grace does not just happen when you're saved and then you're left without it. No, grace is a part of every one of our lives every single day. We need grace. We all need grace. I need grace. You need grace. The people you're sitting around in your life group, they need grace. The people you go to work with, the people you go to school with, your neighbors, your family, they all need the grace of God. And it's found in Jesus. See, we have a lot of voices speaking and claiming that they have the truth of God. And they come through the media, they come through news, they come through editorials, they come through all sorts of different venues claiming that they are speaking the truth of God. Many times they are, but sometimes they're not. They're off. Maybe it's a little truth and some of it's not truth. Or maybe it's the whole truth, but the tone is not a loving tone. There is no grace in the tone. It's just truth spoken. And to the world, they don't listen to that. What they need is the grace of God. They meet and embrace and encounter the grace of God through Jesus, and then they grow in truth. So for us, what this means is that we are tasked with the job of going into the community and sharing the grace of Jesus Christ. We do share the truth as well. We share both grace and truth. I heard it described once as a calling that we would engage with content. And what that means is that we would engage the world around us, those that are lost and hurting and in need, and meet them wherever their needs are. Maybe we give them food or shelter. Maybe we give them clothing, but we meet them and engage them where they're at. We're not afraid to be with them. And you guys do a great job of that, Mountain. I love that about this church family. But we do that with content. So we engage them with the content of the gospel or the truth, grace and truth. Engage with content. And some people do one or the other. Some people are really good at engaging, but they never speak the truth. Others speak a lot of the truth or what they claim is the truth, but they don't want to engage with the world. Well, that's not what we're about. We are about, because God has called us to this mission, engaging with the content, grace and truth. So John says that we have received grace upon grace, because he knows how much we need it. We deeply need the grace of God. So my prayer is that we would grow in the grace of God. And I hope that you guys, as you're gathered around this week, that you will talk about this with each other and maybe talk about ideas. How can we show grace to this community we live in a better way? How can we reach out to those that are in need and hurting and desperate and lonely and share with them the grace that God has given us? And then believe that as they encounter the grace of Jesus, that they will come to salvation and trust in him as Savior, and then they will grow in the truth. And then recognize that you need grace, and recognize that those you are around need grace. Even your fellow life groupers, they need grace. Some of them more than others. God bless you guys. I hope to see you this weekend as we gather as a family.